I wasn't sure whether or not Pumpkin had agreed to help, but all I could do at this point was go to the doctor for my shot, so to speak, and hope that she and Nobu would appear. I joined the minister in the corridor, and we set out down the hill. As we walked around the bend in the road and left the inn behind us, I couldn't help remembering the day Mameha had cut me on the leg and taken me to meet Dr. Crab. On that afternoon, I'd felt myself in some sort of danger I couldn't fully understand, and I felt much the same way now. My face was as hot in the afternoon sun as if I'd sat too close to the hibachi, and when I looked at the minister, sweat was running down his temple onto his neck. If all went well, he would soon be pressing that neck against me. And at this thought, I took my folding fan from my obi and waved it until my arm was tired, trying to cool both myself and him. All the while, I kept up a flow of conversation until a few minutes later, when we came to a stop before the old theater with its thatched roof. The minister seemed puzzled. He cleared his throat and looked up at the sky. "Will you come inside with me for a moment, minister?" I said. He didn't seem to know what to make of this. But when I walked down the path beside the building, he plodded along behind me. I climbed the stone steps and opened the door for him. He hesitated only a moment before walking inside. If he had frequented Gion all his life, he'd certainly have understood what I had in mind, because a geisha who lures a man to an isolated spot has certainly put her reputation at stake, and a first-class geisha will never do such a thing casually. But the minister just stood inside the theater in the patch of sunlight like a man waiting for a bus. My hands were trembling so much as I folded my fan into again. I wasn't at all my plan. Door, a simple of crank door took my strife. Worst arcing in the multering under the minister. Face page math. I spoke eyes fake with age. All in the corner. Minister. I voice minutes all. All. So much I spoke little quietly stand. I spoke echo all. So much little channel. All quietly. I quietly had a talk. With them stand you and you stand you. Riki with them of the Riki each. That's Riki. Isn't that so? He took in a deep breath but ended up saying nothing.
This book is continued on disc 15.